KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 9:02, it's sunny and 61 degrees in Atlantic. Again, we look for sunny skies here today with a high of 77. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by United Group Insurance with offices in Griswold and Atlantic. In Northwest Iowa news, authorities say the second trial of a Sioux City man accused of throwing a fatal punch will begin soon. Jury selection is scheduled to begin today in Woodbury County District Court. Jury members will consider whether 31-year-old Bradley Gregg is guilty of involuntary manslaughter and assault, causing serious injury. His first trial ended with a hung jury last September. Prosecutors say Gregg punched 28-year-old Joseph McDonald of Ida Grove on October of 2010. Police say McDonald fell to the ground after the punch and never regained consciousness. Police say that Gregg had been exchanging insults with McDonald's wife. Gregg faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted. More news in just a moment.
It happens. You're driving down the road and you notice a beautiful new boat passing you. Funny, that boat looks just like the beautiful new boat you bought last month. Not so funny, that boat is your boat. It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. As you gather the life jackets, skis, and fishing gear for a fun time on the water, have you thought of what you'd do if suddenly, as you're going down the road, you realize your boat was no longer attached? Or if something should happen once you're on the water? Because it can happen to your boat under different circumstances. The policy that will cover it depends on what happens and where. And that's what I'm here to help you figure out. What kind of allied insurance coverage you'll need for your boat and what coverage you already have with your auto policy. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help you recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic, United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
A man has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for sexually abusing an 8-year-old Sioux Center boy with whom he once shared a bedroom. Rogelio Zarate Rios pleaded guilty on Monday to lascivious acts with a child and sexual exploitation of a minor and was sentenced to a 10-year prison term on each count that will be served simultaneously. Sioux County Attorney Coleman McAllister said the case came to light after a Sioux Center woman reported to police she had discovered photographs of her young son sleeping in his underwear and being fondled on a cell phone of Zarate Rios. McAllister said the 50-year-old had lived with the woman's family for about 4 months and shared a room with a child, who confirmed to investigators that he was abused. The continued hot and dry weather is taking a toll on Iowa's crops. The U.S. Department of Agriculture said in yesterday's weekly report that while most of the corn and soybeans are in good shape, conditions have declined. More than half the topsoil and subsoil is dry. 67% of the corn is rated good to excellent. That's down from 75% a week ago. 62% of the soybeans are in good to excellent condition, a drop from last week's 71%. The USDA says 66% of Iowa's topsoil and 59% of the subsoil is very short or short. The statewide average precipitation for the week was just 7/100 of an inch, below the average of nearly 1.2 inches. The report does not include the thunderstorms that hit on Sunday. A report released today shows that more than a quarter of Iowa businesses surveyed plan to hire more workers over the next 3 months. Manpower Incorporated spokesperson Karen Miller said the state of Iowa has one of the best third-quarter employment outlooks in the nation. Manpower's net employment outlook is based on the companies who plan to increase staff levels versus those that plan cuts. Between July and September, 28% of Iowa businesses surveyed expect to hire more workers, while just 4% plan to reduce their workforce.
Overall, what we're looking at is a net employment outlook of 24%, which really means that of all of the employers, the net number would be 24% of them are looking to expand their hiring efforts during third quarter.
That ties Iowa with North Dakota for third in the country, behind only Alaska, with a net employment outlook of 29% and Vermont at 27%. Miller notes that Iowa's net employment outlook 1 year ago was just 15%.
Each quarter, things seem to be stronger and stronger. Q2 of 2012, actually statewide, we were looking at an 18% net employment outlook. So here, coming up 6% is pretty significant.
The Des Moines metro area scored a net employment outlook of 28%, the second best metropolitan outlook in the U.S., behind only Milwaukee, which was at 29%. Governor Terry Branstad Monday unveiled a new worker training program called the Skilled Iowa Initiative.
We are seeing businesses that want to hire people today and can't necessarily find people with the right skill set.
About a dozen business leaders have contributed $250,000 to launch the program, which will offer job seekers access to testing for a National Career Readiness Certificate, or NCRC. Iowa businesses, in turn, will be encouraged to hire certified workers.
By measuring work-related behaviors combined with hard skills, employers are able to identify individuals likely to excel in their organization, decreasing training costs and increasing retention.
A report released last month by Iowa Workforce Development found that half of Iowa's overall jobs require at least a two-year college degree, but only 33% of Iowa's workers have the training to fill those so-called middle skills jobs. Part of the Skilled Iowa initiative involves an eight-week long internship program for unemployed Iowans for on-the-job training.
Employers will benefit by determining if an employee is a great fit for their organization. And at the end of the eight-week program, the job seeker will have the opportunity to pursue full-time opportunities with the company.
Des Moines businessman Bill Knapp contributed $50,000 to the initiative. Knapp, who's a Democrat, says it's critical that lawmakers work together to create jobs and improve the state.
If Terry Branstad and I can work together, and I'll have to say, over the years, I've not been a very big supporter, Governor. I'm sure that's well known, but I think if him and I can work together, this ought to send a message across Iowa that Democrats and Republicans should start working together for the good of Iowa and make this a better place for all of us.
More information about the Skilled Iowa Initiative is available at www.skilliedowa.org. Taking a look at national news headlines at this hour, stocks are slightly higher in the early going on Wall Street. Despite the continuing worries about Europe's economy, markets around the world have been fluctuating as relief over a $125 billion rescue for Spanish banks mixes with concerns a bailout won't resolve deeper debt issues in other countries such as Greece or Italy. On Wall Street right now, all the indicators are up. The Dow is up nearly 23 points with a volume of 12,434. S&P 500 is up about 3/4 of a point at 1309.65, and the NASDAQ is up about almost 4 points with a volume of 2,813. People are going to the polls today in several states, including Arizona, where voters are deciding who will fill the remaining months of Gabby Gifford's term. The Democratic congresswoman resigned in January to focus on her recovery from a gunshot wound to the head. Primaries are being held today in Virginia, Maine, Nevada, North Dakota, and South Carolina. And overseas, 30 years after Britain and Argentina went to war over the Falkland Islands, the South Atlantic Territory has decided to hold a referendum on whether to remain British. The chairman of the Falklands legislature says he has no doubt that the people of the Falklands will choose to remain a self-governing British territory. He says the purpose of the referendum is to, quote, show the world just how certain we are about it. News time is 9:10.
You found the perfect spot. A nice shade tree, a beautiful view, and not too far from the water. You're backing into place when suddenly it happens. That tree branch is just a little too low to get your whole camper under it. Now you really will be sleeping under the stars. How are you going to pay for the damage? It happens. This is Donnie Drennan from United Group Insurance. Because it can happen to your RV under different circumstances, pulling it down the road or once you're on location. The policy that will cover it depends on what happens and where. And that's what I'm here to help you figure out. What kind of allied insurance coverage you will need for your RV and what coverage you already have with your auto policy. When you give me the opportunity to serve you, you can trust that I'll do the research and show you a policy from Allied that will give you coverage to help you recover from the financial obstacles that can occur when it happens. Call me today, your Allied Insurance agent in Atlantic. United Group Insurance, people you know, people you trust.
In the funeral announcements, 49-year-old Kim Sue Farrell of Council Bluffs died Wednesday. Funeral services for Kim Farrell will be today at 10:30 at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvened Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Shane Alexander Kreese, the infant son of Andy Kreese and Megan Albers of Casey, passed away Thursday. Graveside services for Shane Kreese will be today at 11 o'clock at the Canby Cemetery in rural Casey. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Betty Truitt, age 74 of Atlantic, died Saturday. Memorial services for Betty Truitt will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. Anthony Dole, age 40, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Funeral services for Anthony Dole will be held tomorrow at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. William Bill Carpenter, age 68, of Atlantic, died Saturday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Bill Carpenter will be tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. Fulmer Pete Nelson, age 90, a longtime resident of rural Oneida, died Sunday. Funeral services for Pete Nelson will be held on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Holy Cross Lutheran Church in Oneida. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Craig Cummins, age 55, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Celebration of life services for Craig Cummins will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Fontenelle with a luncheon to follow. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle is in charge of the arrangements. Frank Orville Meyer, Jr., age 86, a longtime Stewart business owner, died Saturday. A visitation tribute for Frank Meyer, Jr. will be held on Thursday from 6 until 8 p.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Bobby Ray Blake, age 57, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Saturday. Funeral services for Bobby Blake will be Friday at 10:30 at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Lois Kyle, age 89, of Yale, died Sunday at the Perry Lutheran Home. Graveside services for Lois Kyle will be Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Yale Cemetery. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has arrangements. Harold Kleinpaste, age 92, of Harlan, died Saturday. Services for Harold Kleinpaste are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. That's a check of the news brought to you by United Group Insurance. People you know, people you trust. The Sky Scan forecast is next.